Porn Star Life Coach. I'm your host, Phoenix Marie, and you are here at the Julie Lynn Universe. Currently, we are locked in closets because, well, we like it there, and I think somebody slipped me something in my drink.
It wasn't me.
Don't lie to me, Aiden. My guests today are...
Kendall Carson.
And Aiden Ashley.
And then we have, again, Dick outside with the key, not really laying us out. Hi, can you let us out of here, Dick?
Not until we finish our homework.
Keep it quiet.
I didn't know that anal was homework. And that's what we're going to do. We've talked about pussy prior. We've talked about breasts prior. And now we're going to talk about my forte, which is the booty. And we can actually bring up fake and real in this one, too.
Yes, we can.
I just had my first experience with a fake ass.
And?
Okay. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to look at. But I gotta say, I was trying to eat her pussy, and that thing's really hard to pull apart.
Yes.
Like, I was trying to get the cheeks apart to get all up in there. Jesus Christ. Those things just stick. Like, they're like super glued together.
Ass implants.
I'm like, I'm literally trying to like fish through, like swim through her ass, and I can't like get to the golden hole.
It's like,
You're right.
So let's talk about real ass first.
Okay.
Hi. No,
you're the anal expert.
I was like, you have to lead this discussion.
Yeah, you're the
Miss
anal
queen.
Expert. I know. Queen, more like
anal. I'm a
god.
Princess.
No. I'm gonna look up your anal scenes.
Oh, don't do that right now.
Googling anal.
If you Google anal, I actually do pop up in like one of the first pages. It's so
ridiculous. That says a lot about you.
So, you want to talk about ass? Bing, bing, Phoenix.
Well, you type an asshole and I show up.
What do you know? Me too. Mine's gaping, though.
So yeah, it's just my face.
Just your headshot. So, all right. You've done lots of anal.
Yes, and I have been inside of a lot of buttholes. I have played with a lot of buttholes. I have played with a lot of ass cheeks. I've tried to bite ass cheeks that were not biteable.
So, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of anal?
Anal or butts? Because if we go anal, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about ass.
I love butts. I go with the girl's face first, and then I go to her total package. Normally, I'll look at her ass. There's something about like a round butt I'm totally jealous of because I'm Italian. My ass is huge. I just measured it last week. It's 44 inches.
Wow. Oh, damn, girl.
Yeah. 20. I'm 36 double D, 28, and then 43. And those are just hips,
Whoa.
Too. And mine is real. And so for me, when I look at girls' bodies, I want something similar normally because I think, okay, if I was fucking them at home, I want somebody that's going to be comparable, not necessarily, you know, do I look like a giant? I like bubble butts first, and then I like girls with real asses second.
Yeah, I like a nice round booty. Like, I, too, like, check out a girl based off of her ass because, like, that will be something that will get me to turn. If I'm, like, walking down the street and a girl has a great ass, I'll be like... Oh, I would fuck her. But yeah, like I like the round. I like something I can like grab onto and like play with and squish and like bury my face into. So
she's done it to me. It's true. She's
I'm all about lying. The round ass.
And Aiden.
And I'm like 37 inches, so you've got me beat by a lot.
Aiden. Damn it.
Aiden, are you an ass girl?
Yeah, I gotta say, I think the ass thing is like new. Like the whole like flat ass thing of the 90s is totally out now. Mm-hmm. Like when girls are like, "Does these jeans make my ass look big?" Yes, the answer should be yes now.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
should make your ass.
You should hope that.
Big
that.
Good thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm like because yeah, when a girl walks by and has that like perfect little bubble on her, I'm like, I would definitely like to grab your ass and swing it against my face as I'm eating you out.
Wow.
You're just like, sit on my face, bitch.
Would not mind that at all. Like, the whole, like, bony ass thing, the no ass, the two, like, too skinny thing, no, it's not in anymore.
Yeah.
Your generation, Mr. Avery, has always been total woman package, which always also had larger, more curvaceous girls.
Right.
So ass is big. What do you think of butts?
I'm not an ass guy. I never have been.
Why?
Wow.
I don't know. It's never been, I always say, for me, it starts with the eyes, to the tits, to the pussy, and don't turn around.
And then the feet. And then the feet, and he goes, oh,
well,
stop.
As we discussed
pussy.
Before, you come from the 2D generation. he hasn't got quite the 3D girl.
No.
Wait, I get a backslide for this? How much does it cost?
He's used to magazines.
Pretty much.
Before the internet was
Exactly, before the internet was invented. You gotta
like,
realize.
Wait, the ass costs extra? No. Oh, no, we don't need that.
No, I just, I mean, I do like a nice ass, and I probably pay attention to it more now than ever. And I do like a nice ass, but I do not like a fake nice ass. Even if I find out that it's fake, and I remember shooting a girl, I didn't think it was. I just thought, oh, great ass. And afterwards I found out, it was fake. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, really? Why? It's just the idea of that is like really weird to me.
Okay, so here's my beef. I have a really big beef with all these girls that are getting the butt injections.
Butt injections?
Yes. They get these injections in their butt. And I've seen girls when like the injections start to wear off before they go get them redone. Right. And then their ass look like fucking cottage cheese. Ooh. And I'm just like, honey.
Is that what happens? I always wondered what happened once they wore off.
Yeah, I'll tell you that in a minute. You're in like your 20s and 30s. Like, God help you when you're 40 or 50. Like, what the fuck your ass is going to look like?
Not good.
I can't. Like, especially go to the gym or eat some fucking cake, but you don't have to get injections.
The problem is, you know that they can't, they're not going to be able to afford to keep it up.
That's true as
well. And so all of a sudden you're 40 years old and your ass looks like a cheese grater.
Well, no one really knows, like, what it does in your body. They're not legal. They don't know, like, what it's going to, you know,
if you Google Brazilian butt lifts, which is, okay, so there is a Brazilian butt lift, which is your own fat put inside your body. You won't get the cellulite as bad later on whenever the silicone starts to harden. So silicone injected into your body straight on will cause the cottage cheese effect.
Yeah, even before butts. I mean, even when they talked about people who were doing that for tits and lips and silicone is, that's why they kind of outlawed it in tits, but it was like, it's bad for you. It gets into your bloodstream and it ain't good. The results are not good.
And it's okay because I know she wouldn't mind. Well, I'll go first. Gravity works, and if you look at places it's been going on for a very long time, Mexico, Brazil, and particularly, it causes cankles.
Right.
So you'll go and look down a lady's leg, and all of a sudden, right there at her ankle, is just this roll of fat. And it's literally, somebody's like, you should tweet that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that because obviously I know what girls have their asses done, etc. And this is no, like, whatever, because I kind of took it on the other side for other people, which is, I have fake breasts. And they're like, well, you have breasts. Okay, you can go to the gym and actually build an ass. I've seen it done, a real one, and it's amazing. It does take hard work and dedication.
Right now, I'm going to the gym every day to build my ass up. because quite honestly, my AVN pictures, they decided to Photoshop me to look like a fucking ant. So I don't want to show up and people be like, where's that girl?
Yeah. And that's it. It's like, but my biggest thing is the health risk behind it. Diamond Kitty had hers done. And she's actually had it done numerous times since. The first time she had it done, it gave her 104 fever. She went to the hospital. They laid her on her back because they don't give a fuck that you just had your ass done. They want to save your life. And it went like round and then flat and then round again. So she like went back in. She's like, I had to get it fixed because obviously, and she goes, I made sure I had a lot of medicine because she couldn't do that. Image wise, I get that.
Yeah.
But it was like that, just hearing her say her experience and all, I'm so turned off by it. Yeah. Like, that's scary. Now, the other option is the ass implant itself, which is like a breast implant. It's placed in between your muscles. It does leave a scar above your ass or in between the cheeks on both sides or underneath your butt cheeks. Now, the ass implant itself can, A, rupture like a breast can, which is extremely dangerous and horrible. It's extremely painful when they decide to flip. So most of the girls in our industry like to use cosmetic surgery instead of the gym. When you decide that you're not going to go and continue to work out and keep your muscles tight so the ass implant stays where it's supposed to, you can be a cunt on set and slap their ass and it flips.
Seriously?
Dead serious. Wow. So,
have you seen it happen?
I have. I've done it to girls on purpose.
Oh,
sorry.
Wait. Are you Phoenix? Oh, my God. I like
you. You evil bitch.
Oh, no. And I knew it was going to get stuck. And I was like, oh, sorry. But it's like one of those things of, you know, your image is your image, and I understand that, but if you've already established an image, and now it's like, I just have to maintain a Barbie plastic, so I'm going to put even more into me, that's where I get annoyed with it.
Right.
And the fact that it's like, I go to the gym every day, I'm hardworking at it, it's like, don't do that, like, it's so bad for you.
Just so everybody knows, when she says she goes to the gym, it's a bar down the street called The Gym.
I just fuck a lot of squats.
Well, that's my thing. I either have to go to the gym every day or have sex.
Yeah.
Sex is the best workout.
If I don't go to the gym, then I have to have sex and then I have to be on top or like do some sort of position where it's almost like doing my squats.
Yeah, and he's thinking, oh my God, she wants to show me your ass and going in.
And
I'm like,
one and two and three and four. Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing this for me, baby.
I'm like, don't come yet. I'm only at 50. I have to do at least 100 squats before you're done.
How many reps today?
Oh, yes. Well, and you know what really sucks is I feel bad for the guys in the industry because so they'll the directors are yelling at them to open up, and the chick's ass is so fake and hard. I'm underneath them trying to open up the fake ass.
That's what I was talking about. This yeah. happened to me very recently.
It's just, is it just is it hard like it like hard like that or
open.
Just
it won't open oh. because
you can't see their
the
pussy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was fucking her with a strap on, and they're like, open up, and they're looking at me like I'm doing something wrong, and I'm literally grabbing her cheeks as hard as I can and trying to pull them apart, and it's just cleavage. Yeah. It's like ass cleavage, ooh, yeah. and it won't open, and I'm trying to stick my strap on in there, and it's like getting, like, squeezing through her butt cheeks, and I'm trying to show her asshole get penetrated, and I can't.
So that's whenever you do what I do, which yes. is you grab her own hand, stick it behind her, and I say, just tear open your fucking fake ass and grab her hair, and she's being a lazy cunt. It's her job. She knows exactly how to separate the ass implants to show off. Hmm. But she doesn't want to do that because then sometimes they
I think I would have got in trouble.
Sam Phoenix Marie Bitch and they'll do yeah. anything you want. So like,
Phoenix told me to do this. I swear it's not my idea.
Phoenix told me I'm allowed to do this. Asshole.
She gave me permission.
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. Now what about like eating assholes? Do you like to have somebody eat your asshole?
I love it. I prefer being eaten out anally, and then I also like the bite marks on the ass cheek, the licking the ass cheek, like the whole entire
it's
thing.
It's like the tease.
Oh, do you yeah. like your butthole licked?
You know what? I do like having my butthole licked. And you can tell how much I like a girl because I won't just eat her pussy. Like, I'll go down and I'll eat her asshole out, too. Okay. Like, I like a nice, clean, shaven asshole.
Yes.
That's important. What about you, Aiden? You like having your asshole licked, eaten, played with?
Yeah, sure.
And she yawned.
Yeah, it depends.
Depends. Okay.
But you said it's still kind of like forbidden and vulnerable. I think like once you start to like play with it a little bit more, you'd really like it.
Phoenix? Yeah. Phoenix has got to teach her a few things.
You're going to take Kendall out and help her with that side. I'll take you into the bedroom and help you with that side.
So, exactly. It's a family affair. Everybody helps everybody.
We're all going to corrupt
team
each
effort.
Other together. Exactly. They are going to corrupt my asshole.
Like I always say, we're all going to hell. I'll be there first and I'll save you guys seats.
Thank you. Front row.
Front row.
Thank
you. Your name will be at the door.
So when I first met Phoenix, I had only done like one or two like girl anal scenes with like strap-ons, and I still haven't done a boy girl scene on camera yet, but recently
Wait,
in my
it?
Private life no I only do vagina scenes
yes.
But recently in my private life I actually just got really turned on one night and I was like, you know what, fuck it, like let's try it. And I did. I like begged for it, and it was I'd never really enjoyed it before until I did it with this person, and it was so good, I was begging for more. Like, it was an incredible, intense experience. And it was something that I hadn't really had before either, or something that was so enjoyable that
and
I was just...
Is he circumcised or uncircumcised?
He's uncircumcised.
So do you think it makes a difference with the penis size, too? Because I'm
I
sure yours
so.
And a half will talk.
Yeah. Because when I did it with the strap-ons, it was a completely different experience because, like, you know, hard. They're hard and it's, like, one size. This person, they're... dick graduates, it gets like thicker at the base, and they were uncircumcised, so there was a little bit more like extra skin that made it easier to actually like take it, because I have a really tight pussy, and especially asshole, because it never gets played with. But yeah, that made it all the easier and more enjoyable for sure.
Aiden, what's your deal with not wanting to like explore that? Is it just not
no,
comfortable?
No, it's not like I don't want to explore it. It hasn't, just because of what I am in the industry. Like, I am more the dominant female in most of my roles, so not many directors are going to be like, oh, I have a great idea. Let's see Aiden get fucked in the ass.
Well, they want to, but they just don't have the balls to
like,
say it to
like,
you.
I don't get booked for those scenes too often. And then, like, the only other personal experience I had with it is, like, I was, like, kind of dating this guy or whatever, and mm-hmm. he was like, oh, like, we should, you know, like, do more stuff. And actually, I was kind of the one that pushed him to be more sexual.
Like
but
it.
What I said, I was like, well, you can fuck me in the ass if I can fuck you in the ass first.
Money.
That's my rule, too.
And the next thing you open his asshole and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, no, the next thing I know, we're at Pleasure Chest buying a strap-on. And oh. So I fucked him in the ass, which was great. But then I watched him get fucked in the ass and I did him in Pile Driver. And then after that, I kind of didn't want him to fuck me in the ass because I was like, this looks like it kind of hurts.
It's like after you're done. I'm sorry, I changed
like,
my mind.
I don't know about this. Like, I was fucking
Never mind.
Really hard. Like,
why didn't he come?
Huh?
You said he fucked
oh,
and didn't
but,
come.
Oh, but this was like months later then. We were, I was on a tour bus like somewhere between Canada and New York.
Okay.
And so then I was drunk enough to finally be like, all right, fine. You can try your half of the deal or whatever. And it just, you know, it wasn't that good, quite honestly.
It probably was really tight.
It wasn't. Yeah, it just wasn't that good. It was like, eh, whatever.
And then he's looking like, eh.
And then the entire time I was just thinking about fucking him in the ass in Pile Driver. So it just kind of was like, I was like, can we like...
How about I fuck you instead?
Move on. Or I just think maybe it just has to be with a different guy. If maybe a different guy now fucks me in the ass, it might be better.
Or the right girl.
Maybe a guy that
she's
I'm
like,
not...
I wouldn't know anybody like that.
Yeah, or the right girl. Bing, bing. But like you were saying, though, the whole like the dildo thing, that's a lot harder to put up your ass right. than a real dick. Mm-hmm. So with me, I would rather have a real dick. I just don't have many real dicks in my real life to right. try to put up my ass.
Lexi will murder them.
Yeah. Yes, actually, Chop she's threatened off. many of my real dicks in my life.
See? Well, I honestly think that Julian and I would totally like that idea of me at least looking and playing with it. And I don't care if you're dirty, I swear to God. Not gonna lie, I don't even care. Like
you're
I'm one of those
blush.
I'm that girl. But
Chris, when's my next shoot?
Money. We do have to wrap it up, unfortunately, because we are going on, and there's a lot of ass and anal and licking and fake ones, etc. Don't do it, go to the gym. And I have, again, Kendall, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Kendall Carson XO. That's KendallKarsonXO and KendallCarson.com.
And Aiden?
And you can find me at EvilAiden.com or Twitter.com/AidenAshley.
And I'm P. Marizzle, and we're all part of the Julian University. Check us out, guys.